Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning and welcome to the Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am the co-pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC, and we are a church beyond walls. Today, we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Apostle Speaks. Praise be to God. My devotional message for this morning is entitled, Trust Me in the Depths. Praise God. My scripture reading is coming from Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, and it says, To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Matthew 28:20 says, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Praise God. John 20:19 says, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, James came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title is Trust Me in the Depths of Your Being. It is there that I live in constant communion with you. When you feel flustered and frazzled on the outside, do not get upset with yourself. You are only human, and the swirl of events going on all around you will sometimes feel overwhelming. Rather than scolding yourself for your humanness, remind yourself that I am both with you and within you. I am with you at all times, encouraging and supportive rather than condemning. I know that deep within you, where I live, my peace is also continual experience. Slow down your pace of living for a time. Quiet your mind in my presence. Then you will be able to hear me bestowing the resurrection blessing. Peace be with you. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. Praise be to God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. The Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this morning. And while we are waiting, I will play another selection. Amen. So right now, we're going to say good morning to Father God by the Wiki Tones.
Woo!
Praise be to God. Good morning, Lord. For the Bible says in Romans 10, 14 through 15, in the New King James Version, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. At this time, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins is going to come and bless our hearts this morning with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, Apostle Mother Wiggins. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you this morning, Evangelist Hilda?
Blessed, thank you. Praise be to God.
I should say, how are you this beautiful morning? Amen.
Oh, it is gorgeous out there.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. And like Pastor Wiggins said, sings in his song, "Good Morning, Lord." Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. Because we just thank God for everything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Everything. Amen.
Amen.
So I just want to say good morning to our radio listeners out there. We are so glad, as usual, every week to have you on board. Amen. That you and your family, I hope that all is well with you and your family, because I know that there's a lot going on out there right now. Amen. But God is able. God is able. And I just want to let you know that our pastor, Pastor Wiggins, Apostle Wiggins, and his lovely wife, Nadine, they just send you their love and their greetings. And they also hope that all is well with you and your family. Amen. And we're so glad to have you on board, that God has steered you in this direction. And I just want to say, mention about Evangelist Hilda, that she's been so faithful. Amen.
Amen.
And she's on from Tuesday to Saturday. She opens the program. Amen. And she brings a sweet hour of prayer. She also brings a word. Amen. Sometime on Thursday and Friday. Amen. She brings a word. And also our First Lady Nadine, she brings a lesson on Tuesday, and our Sister Barbara, amen, she brings
amen.
A lesson on Wednesday, amen. And we're gonna be hearing from Sister Barbara right after I go off on this program. And she's going to bring some beautiful poetry, Sister Barbara. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for Sister Barbara. And also we're going to have Talk in the Sanctuary. And so you don't want to miss that, with Pastor Kathy and her husband, Pastor Stevens. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Kathy comes on Thursday also and brings a word. And you don't want to miss that either. She brings a word on Thursday. Amen.
Amen.
And I also want to give a shout out to our Prophetess Washington and Apostle Jackson and Dr. V. Turner. Amen. Them and their congregations, their families, we hope that all is well with them. They have been such a blessing to this program.
Amen. Yes.
So right now I'm going to turn my attention to the Lord. Amen. The Lord God. The Lord God Almighty. The Most High God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
the Almighty El Shaddai. So we're going to turn our attention to him this morning. You know, I do that every week. Why do I do that? Because nothing, this wouldn't be on without him. Amen.
Amen.
You can't breathe without God.
That's
you,
right.
He provides all the food, all the everything for us, whether we accept him or know him or not. Whether we turn our back on him or not, we're still eating every day. Imagine some people are eating every day and they're worshiping the devil. Amen.
Amen.
They're not worshiping God. They're worshiping the devil. And some people do it right, outright without any shame.
Mm-hmm.
That they worship the devil and the devil don't give them a crumb to eat. He don't give them a crumb to eat. They're not breathing the air. He doesn't have the power.
Nope.
He's just one of God's creations. He doesn't have the power. It's only God that has the power. Amen. And I suggest that you follow after God that has the power. And if you're not following after God, then you need to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're following something that has no power, doesn't have that kind of power. Amen.
Amen.
So anyway, I'm going, wherever you are, you could be in this country or any other part of the world. You could be in China. You could be in Russia. You could be anywhere. Amen. You could be in the Caribbean. You could be in Africa, Australia, England, Britain. There's so many places you could be. Israel, Egypt, Brazil, you name it. Cuba. Could be anywhere. Amen. If you know the Lord and you're in the Lord, we're going to bow our heads before the Lord. Amen. Because when Jesus comes back, he's coming back without a church, without a spot or a wrinkle when he comes back. Amen. So let us all bow our heads while I say this prayer. Father God, we come before your throne with joy, thanksgiving, and merriment of heart. We bow down and humble ourselves before you. We decrease that you will increase and be glorified. Because of ourselves, we are nothing, we can do nothing, and we know nothing without you. For what is our life but a vapor? For you are the master of the wind, the sunlight, the midnight sky with the moon and the stars. You're the creator of the heavens and the earth. You have made this world and everything in it. Without you, there was nothing made. For everything was made by you, for you, and through you. Father God, we just want to let you know how much we appreciate you. We adore you. We fear you. We honor you. And we can't stop talking enough about you. And we just want to mention your unconditional love, your favor, your grace, and your mercy. Amen. We want to let you know how much we love and adore you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So right now I'm going to sing one song. Amen.
Amen.
And then after that, I'll bring the word. Amen. Sing one song. All of us that are in Christ, we have a light. We have a candle.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We have a candle. We're in the Lord. And our candle should be shining brightly to bring people into God's kingdom. Amen. We are light that cannot be hid. We are light that is on a hill. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. If you know this song, you can sing it along with me, and if you don't know it, it's okay. Amen. Praise God. There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the homeless, confused and worn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle, go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. Frustrated brother, see how he tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So bury your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the homeless, confused and worn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Light your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. 'Cause we are family whose hearts are blazing. Let's raise our candles, light up the sky, praying to the Father in the name of Yeshua. Make us a beacon in darkest times. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, raise up your candle for all to see. Go light your candle, go light your darkness, light your candle, and go light the world. Take your candle and go light the world. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and worn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Light your candle and go light the world. Take your candle and go light the world. Amen.
Amen. That is so beautiful.
And go light the world. Amen.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Evangelist Hilda. I thank God for that song. Amen.
That
Whoever wrote that song, God gave them a beautiful, beautiful song. Go light your world with the candle. Amen. With your candle. Because
that's
all
the name
of us who are in Christ have a light. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So right now I'm getting ready to go into this word today. Amen. I'm coming from, before I do, let me pray. Amen. As I pray, if you want to get your Bibles, your pens and your papers out, you can do so. Father God, I just thank you for giving me another opportunity to speak a word into your people's lives today, Father God. I thank you for your word, Father God, because your word is able to change people's lives. Your word is just like a two-edged sword, Father God, and is able to change people for the better. Amen. So as I go forth today, Father God, I ask you to protect that word as it goes into their spirit, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So as I go forth today with the leading of the Holy Spirit, may it be all of you and none of me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So my scripture reading today is coming from Matthew chapter 23, and it's verses 1 through 15. That's Matthew 23, 1 through 15. And this is Jesus speaking. Amen. He was speaking to his disciples. Then spake Jesus, Yeshua, to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bid heavy burdens. They bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves, will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the upper rooms of feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the market, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man father after upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, for you come past sea and land and make one proselyte. And when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Amen. So then the scribes and the Pharisees were not good examples to any people. Amen?
Amen.
Because what they was doing was leading people into hell. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And you know, Jesus was not pleased with that.
Mm-mm.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We can't start to examine authenticity until we've confronted hypocrisy. All of us know people who wear masks acting like they're something they're not. Amen? We all know people like that. These people might wear many masks according to what they feel the occasion, the specific time and events call for, because there's people that can change from one hat to another. You know what I'm saying? But they're pretending. Mm-hmm. They change from one hat to another, and you don't really know who they are because they're pretending. But if we are not careful, hypocrisy is an easy act to put on ourselves. In other words, that can happen to us too. In other words, it can happen to us too if we are not careful. Amen?
Amen.
If we're not careful. So my title for today is Highly Hypocritical People. My title for today is Highly Hypocritical People. What is hypocrisy anyway? Hypocrisy is false pretension to virtue, morality, chastity, and merit. Hypocrisy is false pretension to virtue, morality, chastity, and merit, which means worth. False pretension to their worth. Maybe it means they think more highly of their self than they ought, really.
Mm-hmm.
Chase, meaning they pretend to have principles, and they pretend they are pure concerning sexual desires or activities. They are pure. They pretend that way. They are tastefully restrained. So they are pretending in all these things. In other words, they are phony. They're phonies. So we can't read Matthew 21 attentively without feeling just a little bit uncomfortable, because Jesus didn't mince words when it came to hypocrisy. He didn't mince words. Even in Matthew 23, amen, he didn't mince words. Jesus recognized that the current religious leaders had inherited Moses' authority, but they had no license to revive or rewrite what God said, because Moses was following and answering to the higher power, which was God Almighty. He was answering to God.
Yes.
He had a relationship with God. But evidently they didn't have that relationship with God. They had no relationship with God. They was pretending.
Yes.
The Pharisees were famous for putting on a good show in public while they exempted themselves from their own rules in private. So people thought that they were genuine. You know what I mean? That what they portrayed was true. But the people didn't realize what they were doing in private.
That's right.
So Jesus turned his attention towards them directly to use the strongest language of denunciation to address the subject of hypocrisy. You see, they were fooling the people, but they couldn't fool Jesus.
That's right.
They couldn't fool him.
Amen.
They fooled the people, but they couldn't fool him. So Jesus was aware of it. He saw it. He was against it, and he denounced it. So he expresses his grief and a profound dissatisfaction by repeating the word woe, which he said seven times.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
He was saying that word seven times. That word to him was a heartfelt a cry of anger, pain, and denunciation. He denounced them. Amen.
Amen.
So right now we're gonna do a contrast between the Pharisees and the and children, you know, small children. Amen. That's how the Lord wants us to come. He wants us to come like a child. He wants us to be humble and come to him as a little child. Amen.
Amen.
So it says even a small child can receive Christ by faith.
Mm-hmm.
See? So evidently they wasn't like a small child. You know what I mean? They didn't humble themselves. They didn't humble themselves. They thought of themselves more highly than they thought than they were. Amen.
Amen.
So you know how small children are. They are so innocent and very trusting. They trust in what you tell them. They have faith in you as a parent. They will trust you even to their very death. That's how children are. They are very young and they have no experience as far as good and evil or good and bad motives are concerned. You know, they take you at face value. That's how children are.
Mm-hmm.
They have no thought that you might intend to do them harm. Yeah. They are not tarnished yet with the cares of this life. Mm-hmm. They are sinless, pure, like a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's how children are. In fact, Jesus says, he says, don't stop the children from coming to me. See? In Luke 18, verse 16, one day some parents brought their little children to Jesus so he can touch and bless them.
Mm-hmm.
But when the disciples saw this, they scolded the parents for bothering him. See?
Yes.
And in verse 16, it says that Jesus called for the children and said to the disciples, let the children come to me. Don't touch them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children.
Amen.
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 He says, the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. And the Pharisees and the scribes and the Pharisees, they wasn't like that. Amen.
Amen.
They wasn't coming to God like they was a child.
Nope.
Amen. And Jesus says in 17, he says, I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter. And in Matthew 18, 1-5, the disciples came to Jesus and asked him a question. They wanted to know who was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus called a little child to him, and he put the child among them and said, I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like a little child trusting in me, having faith in me and following after me, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. See? He's saying, I want your heart, your soul, your body. And everyone who becomes as humble as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus also says that anyone who welcomes a little child like this on his behalf is welcoming me.
Amen.
See?
Yes.
But if you cause one of these little ones who trust in me to fall into sin, it would be better for you to have a large millstone tied around your neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to stop here, and I'm continuing this next week. And I hope you enjoyed what we've talked about thus far. I turn this part over to Evangelist Hilda. Amen. I hope you got something out of it.
Amen. We want to thank Apostle Mother Wiggins for that wonderful word this morning. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. And before we have Apostle Mother Wiggins give us the call to salvation and the benediction, our very own Sister Barbara is going to come with our poetry at this time, and we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Sister Barbara. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. How you all doing?
Blessed, thank you.
Amen. I enjoyed your song, Mother.
Me too.
Thank you. Amen. I thank the person who God gave them that song. That's a beautiful song.
Yes,
it is. Amen. Thank you. Amen. I'm going to read a song. I'm going to read a poem. Not a song that I wrote July 28th, about 9:25 in the morning. It's called, Although the Fences Came Down, Nothing's Changed. Hmm. Nothing's changed. It still remains the same. Although the fences came down, nothing has changed. Nothing's different. Walls and fences were built up to protect and to save. That day when the U.S. Capitol was almost captured, seized in white rage, the haters wanted to kill democracy. They shouted, stop the steal, spewing foul profanity. They didn't like the way the election went for our new president. They assembled, fueled up on hate. Then along the avenue, they raged, having been sent. Set on making a stand of hate, a mob, white supremacists, insurrectionists, terrorists, homegrown to say the least. The mob was out to find and lynch Vice President Mike Pence. Lives were lost on both sides that day. A marauding young woman was shot, yes, and she died. A policeman was caught between metal doors, and squeezed. He's alive, thank God. Now he can breathe. January 6, 2021. A day that will live on in infamy and disgrace and beyond. The Capitol policemen, months later, still shook up. They suffer from PTSD, and that said a lot. They said if they had to, they'd do it all over again. They're heroes. They're proud. They protect over 300 perpetrators, actually, are slowly being found, captured, and tried. The big lie is looking rather thin now. Some politicians on the right side, Republicans, they still defend. Attitudes must change through prayers and everything. Although the fences came down, nothing's different, nothing's changed. Quote for quote for Harry, U.S. Capitol Police Officer, July 27, 2021, one of four cops chosen by the January 6th Select Committee group at the House Select Committee hearing on the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And my scripture is coming from Isaiah 54 verses 10 through 11, where it says, For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Very powerful.
Amen. That was fine.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise God.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
You know.
You go through
sorry
all
that,
of
about
these
that lady years. That got, you know, that got killed. That,
uh-huh.
That woman that got killed like that. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. It's sad to see what the world is coming to, but you know
mm-hmm.
all of these things they were foretold, you know, just from a different time, and now we're going through, but slightly little different than back there. Back there, they're just like, but here they just commit so much habit on people. Innocent people dying for what? And like you said, you know, nothing changes. The laws in this country is just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is why so many people come to this country, because they feel like, okay, if, you know, they come here, they get they do horrible things to people right away. They can just go, instead of going to prison or being put to death, they can go into a mental institution for and stay there. And then they let them out, they come back out, they do the same thing over and over. They violate women. It's just too much. It's really too much. You know, because
mm-hmm.
the laws here, they're not as strict as laws in other countries. In other countries, you do things like killing people, hurting children and old people. Oh, no, they don't put you to prison. They just eliminate you because you are a threat to society. But here, they, like I say, they throw you in a mental, oh, he has a mental problem, she has a mental problem, you know. They and these people sit there and they show no remorse for what they do.
Well,
but
you
yeah,
know, if they have a mental problem, they're not going to show any remorse. Some of them
you know,
do have a mental problem, some.
Yeah,
not
some,
all
I'm not saying all, but some do. And some don't.
Yeah.
You know, but they use that as a scapegoat so that they can get away with what they did.
Mm.
Anyway.
Well, they started letting out people anyway, you know, just out of jail. They just would let them out.
Mm.
They started letting them come out of jail.
All because of they claim the pandemic. So everything that's happening, they blame it on the pandemic. No.
You know.
Some of these people do things because they want to do it. Don't blame
yeah.
anything on the pandemic, because they were doing these things way before the pandemic came.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's another topic. So at
this Amen.
Time, Apostle Mother Wiggins is going to come with our call to salvation and the benediction. Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen. That's why this program is on right now. And if there's anybody out there who want to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, this is your time now. Amen. God have been thinking about you. Every time he opens up a program, it could be this program or someplace else, God is thinking about you because he knows your heart and he knows that you want it, would like to come into his kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
So all you got to do is say this short prayer after me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Just repeat these words after me.
Amen.
Father God, I repent of my sins.
Father God,
and I ask,
I repent of my sin, and I ask your
ask your forgiveness. And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
I believe that you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I believe that you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I now take him into my heart.
I now take him into my heart.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
Now, if there's any of you out there who have said this short prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ. Amen. And we know that all heaven is rejoicing over you. Amen.
Amen.
We know that all heaven is rejoicing over you. Amen. Praise God. And if you don't have a church home, just the Holy Spirit have come to reside inside of you. And he's the divine teacher. Just ask him to lead you to the rite of worship where you can hear the word, you can mature and grow, and that you'll have fellowship with other believers. Amen.
Amen.
So, again, we welcome you into the body of Christ. Amen. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead. Even though you have endured many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. So may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another, and let us all say amen."
Amen. Praise God. So at this time, I'm going to turn this part of our program over to our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to come with our talk in the sanctuary. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this morning?
God bless you guys. Doing awesome. Thank you.
It's in your hands. Praise God.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, well,
good morning.
It's morning over there.
Yeah, it's morning.
Good morning, everyone. God bless you guys.
God bless you.
Thank God. It has been raining over here. Thank you, Jesus. There is a God. Ooh, we left the door wide open last night while it was thunderstorming, raining, so that cool air could get in here. We turned off the lights and laid on the counter, and Stephen was like, "Thank you, God." Oh, it felt so good. It felt so good. Well, we're going to get into our talk about our precious Heavenly Father. Just want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. You have been so good to us. And if we forgot to take a moment to say thank you, we thank you right now, oh God, for all that you have done for us, for waking us up in the morning, for keeping us clothed in our right mind, divine healings within our bodies, oh God. We have so much to be thankful for.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you for everything that you're doing for us, everything you've done, and everything you're going to do. Thank you for our job. Thank you for having food on the table. Thank you for a roof over our head. Thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God, for protecting us, even when we didn't know we needed to be protected. Thank you, God, for watching over us throughout the night, throughout the day. Thank you, God, for encamping your angels around us. Thank you, God, for your hedge of protection. Thank you, God, for providing for us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be a friend.
Yes.
Thank you, God, that the mysteries of the kingdom have been made known to us. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We love you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. And we ask that you have your way right now. In this talk, I would let the discussion be discussed in love, and that you and only you will be glorified at the end of the day. Everything we say will be found pleasing in your sight. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen,
amen. Amen.
Before I get into discussion, I want to say, I was jumping up and down the other day. Oh, my grandson is going home. Thank you, Jesus. I can get some sleep. Oh, God, this is wonderful. I mean, I was celebrating. I was so happy. You know, no more getting up, making them take a bath at night, making them take a bath in the morning, running around, chasing them down. None of that. And I tell you, when they knocked on that door to come get my baby, I was like, yes, here you go. You know, put them out with a shirt on backwards and everything. Bye-bye. Take care. And when I closed that door and they drove off, ask me why a bunch of tears came to my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what is going on? I'm celebrating. Some tears was coming to my eyes. I knew that camp was over and I wasn't going to see them as much anymore, and we wasn't going to have them through the week, you know, because we get them the whole week and they get them on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And some reason I was like, oh, my God. The house was quiet. There was no laughter. There was nothing. I said, wait a minute. I'm celebrating. Mm-hmm. So you know what I did? You know I'm crazy. I got up and went out shopping. That's what I did.
Bought some more shoes.
Maybe another blouse or a dress.
No, shopping calms me down, so I went shopping. No, actually, I promised all 12 of the grandkids we was going to buy some school clothes, so I was shopping for them. But that was too funny. The funny part was I was jumping and shouting, he's leaving, he's leaving. And when he walked out that door, my eyes filled with tears. I was like, oh, God, what is going on? I tell you, just when you think you're going to be happy, loneliness creeps back in, and you're like, wait a minute. He's gone for good. No more coming over for camp or nothing. But anyway, I got a deeper discussion. Thank you guys for listening to that part. I got a deeper discussion I want to talk about, and we want to talk about what's happening right now in the world with this pandemic reoccurring, the mask showing back up, because this is too important not to talk about. We have to talk about it because we got to stay educated, and we got to stay aware of what's going on in our surroundings, so we're able to protect ourselves. I went to the store last night because I was at Pastor Stevens' job, but I went to the store, and I was in Burlington Coat Factory trying to get some more things for the kids. And I don't know why I did it, but I looked up, and I looked at the people, and I said, do they have on masks? And I turned around, and I said, they got on masks too. I said, Well, what happened? I didn't get the news flash. I knew it was coming. I knew it was upon us. But when I looked around and seen that many people back in masks, I tell you, my heart stood still. I said, oh, no. Look what's happened to us. You know why? God, and this is just me. I don't know, and I'm going to give you guys a chance to talk. We all had the opportunity to show God that we could do this, we're going to be okay, take this away. Because, you know, the Israelites did it. This ain't new. The Israelites did, God, please take this away from us. Take this away from us. We're going to be good. We're going to be better. And he said, okay, and he gave him another chance and doing the very things they said they would never do again. And I think that's where we're at. Everybody was praying, loving on God. Oh, God, we love you and all. Everybody's coming to Christ and just, oh, God, we just want to do better. And God lifted that thing. He didn't take it off of us. He just lifted it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And people went right back to doing what they've been doing. Exactly. So he let it back down. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's just my thinking. And now, you know, God's people got to figure out we've got to do things to protect ourselves because this thing ain't going away no time soon. So I want to hear what everybody's thoughts on it. What are you feeling about what's going on now, the fact that we're returning back to the mask for safety measures, because if you don't want to get sick, you better do whatever it's going to take to protect yourself. Let's go with Sister Barbara. Let's hear your take. I've seen some of your texts telling people to protect themselves and stuff. So let's go to Sister Barbara.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you. I was going to read what I had sent out because I know I didn't get to send it to I did send it to Mother, but I know she may not have read it. But
I read it.
A lot of people are talking. You did read it?
Yes, we all did.
I'm talking to Mother.
Yes.
Mother said she read it. Okay. Because a lot of people were saying, oh, you know, get vaccinated because when you get vaccinated, then you can be like normal again. You can go to parties. You can go to church. You can, you know, just forget the mask and be out there and be yourself. But with this new Delta, and I'm glad to hear you say, Pastor Kathy, that God sent it back. Because when I talked to people before about God sending it originally, they were like, oh, no, God is a loving God. He wouldn't do that. God didn't do that. He allowed it to happen. If he didn't do it, he allowed it to happen. And he's allowing this other virus, this variant, to come upon us, too. So I just want to read what I had sent out. Please read below an important firsthand update on the virus directly from a hospital ER worker in South Carolina. This is basically for our listeners, those that I don't have their phone number. From Baptist Hospital ER, pass this on to family and friends from someone who works at Baptist ER. With the new variant, COVID Delta, there is no cough, no fever. It's a lot of joint pain, headache, neck and upper back pain, general weakness, loss of appetite, and pneumonia. And, of course, more virulent and with a higher mortality rate. It's worse. It takes less time to go to extremes, sometimes without symptoms. And we know the original one was asymptomatic. You didn't have to have symptoms either. Be more careful. This strain does not live in the nasopharyngeal, I may be mispronouncing it, region. It doesn't live in your nose. Now it directly affects the lungs, which means that the windows, periods of time, are much shorter. I have seen several patients without fever, without pain, but who report mild chest pneumonia on their x-rays. Nasal swab tests are very often negative for COVID-19, and there are more and more false negative results from nasopharyngeal tests. Amen. I'll stop right there because that's where my text stopped, the one I had sent to myself. But anyway, I'm just saying that it looked, people would say, oh, it's over. Yeah, but that was a slip of the tongue. It subsided a bit, but it's not over. And it'll be over when they announce it, but it's not over yet. So I just want everyone to be warned. No matter what it looks like, we still have to wash our hands, socially distance, and keep our mask on, maybe even double mask it. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you for that opportunity.
Hey,
uh Pastor Kathy?
Yes, I had it on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had it on mute because I wanted to hear what she was saying. Mm-hmm. Let me just say that, and this is not just my thoughts. This is the real ordeal. This is truth. For all of those people that think God would never allow this, they don't know Bible. They really don't.
Come on now.
Number one,
some
God says he corrects the ones that he loves, and he loves us. So he's going to bring correction any way he chooses. Number two, if you look back in the Old Testament, he did a whole bunch of stuff to those folks. Come on now, because they weren't doing right. For them to say, no, this is not God, God, you little naive, and guess what? That's why Satan is beating you up, because you don't know what your father will and God will do it. He is a loving, caring, merciful God, a forgiving God, but he's still a God that corrects the ones that he loves.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And rather than seeing us die and burn in hell, he's going to bring correction now, giving us ample time to get it right so we can make it into the kingdom of God. And guess what? If the truth be really told, even when Satan is doing it, it's still God, because Satan can't do nothing without approval. Come on now. These people, they got to wake up. This is. And my thing is, God never took it away. He just lifted it a little bit. He said, okay, y'all think y'all can handle it? Y'all think y'all going to behave? I'm going to lift it so you can see just what I see. And he lifted it to allow us to see every one of us. Well, not every one of us. I can't say I don't know what everybody's doing. The majority of the people went right back to what they were doing. They went back to what they thought was the normal. They were so glad to be out and, you know, doing things again. They were so happy. So,
if you would allow me when you finish, I have the rest of the text.
Okay. And so he listed that, and we didn't do right. Everybody said, oh, I want to go to church. I want to do this. They're making all kind of commitments, and I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to stop doing that. And being it, he's not trying to hurt us. He's trying to protect us. He's trying to make sure his son did not come down that cross.
Pastor Kathy.
Yeah. Yes?
You said, I beg to differ. You say he's not trying to hurt us. Some of us are dying. Over half a million people have died.
Okay.
So he's not trying to hurt us?
Okay. He's not trying to hurt us, no.
But they're dead.
I understand that. I understand that. And just because they're dead here doesn't mean they're dead in his presence. They're in his presence. Some of them who were not living right are not in his presence. Guess what? Everybody's going to die. Whether we die now or later, we all going to die. So when he says, I know the plans I have for your life to prosper, not to harm you. He's not trying to harm us. But you're saying, well, why are some people dying? Okay, why do kids get hit by a car, get taken away from their parents at 9, 10, 12? Why do people go and snatch up kids and what they kill with human trafficking? Why is all this in the world? Because it's sin. Sin is in this world. There's nothing we can do about it. The box has been opened. Sin is here. It's here. It doesn't mean God is trying to hurt us. He is not trying to hurt us. And because people are dying.
When you finish.
I thought you said, once I finish, could you read the text?
Okay. I thought you were going to be.
Yeah, but I'm not finished. And so my thing is, I know a lot of people saying, well, where is God? And he's not trying to hurt us, and he's still there. He's right where he's always been, right there next to us, going through all of this with us, seeing how we handle it. He's right there. And you say, well, how is that good? Because some people die. Yes, some people are dying. Some people died back in the Old Testament. It doesn't mean God wasn't with them. It means he said, when I come to bring correction, shame on you. I've already warned you that if you don't change your ways, correction is coming. And correction does mean that some people are going to feel his wrath. but it's not to harm them. It's so that the others will wake up. And guess what? Those people, like Paul said, to be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord. The only thing is, make sure your life is right now so you know you're going to be present with the Lord. But anyway, hold that thought. Mother, I'll come back to you in a minute to discuss some things. Sister Barbara, go ahead, read the rest of your text.
Thank you. Nasal swab tests are very often negative for COVID-19, and there are more and more false negative results from nasopharyngeal tests. This means that the virus spreads and spreads directly to the lungs, causing acute respiratory stress caused by viral pneumonia. This explains why it has become more virulent and deadly. Please be extremely careful. Avoid crowded places. Keep distance, even in open places. Double face masks and wash your hands often and when we cough or sneeze. Please, no hugs. It's very dangerous at the moment, as almost everyone is asymptomatic. This wave, in quotes, is much more deadly than the first. So we have to be very careful and take every kind of precaution. Do not keep this information to yourself. Share it as much as you can, especially with your family and friends. I'm praying for you. And that's the gist of the whole thing. So even though it looks like it's, you know, easier because you got the vaccination, I'm repeating myself, don't shake hands, don't hug anybody, don't kiss anybody, stay away right now until they say that it's changed. Amen. And we can expect another strain because they said that in the beginning. This is just the beginning, that it's going to get worse. Before it gets better, it's going to get worse. And that's what we're seeing. We're witnessing that. Amen. Thank you for the time.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Wow. We do need to know this. We all need to know this. We need to be aware of what's going on. Some people don't get out as often, and some people don't care to watch the news all the time because it's so depressing.
Right.
But this right here, this is very important because we need to be aware of how to protect ourselves. We need to be aware of what to pray for. Right? Even though we don't go out or whatever, we still need to be praying for the rest of God's people.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is, God help us to turn away from our wicked ways so you can heal our land. Whatever we need to pray for, we need to be aware of what's attacking us so we can go before the throne, boldly before the throne, and ask for the mercies of God. Apostle Mother Wiggins, what is your take when you hear people saying, well, God is not trying to hurt. Like I said, my argument is, and I'm going to stick by it, God is not trying to hurt us. Even though some people are dying as a result of what's happening, I do not believe that is a reflection of God trying to hurt us. What's your take, Apostle Mother Wiggins?
Well, the devil is the prince of this world, and I feel that there's people working that don't believe in God. They don't have nothing to do with God. You know what I mean? There are people that are in higher up places in the government. I'm not going to mention no names of people. But there's two things I want to say. One of them is that I heard that when you get vaccinated, that your body has a fallout. There's a fallout from the vaccination, and you can still infect other people even though you've been vaccinated. That's why they're telling you to wear masks and stuff like that still, too. Another thing I want to say is that they're letting people into this country who have COVID-19 with no mask, and they're dispersing them in all the different parts of the country, in all different states of the country. But they're ordering people that belongs here. They're telling them to wear masks, but these other people, they're letting them in with no mask, and they have COVID-19. And we're wondering why people are being infected. That's one of the reasons why people are being infected, because people are coming in this country by the droves, and a lot of them have COVID-19. You know what I mean?
Can I ask
and even
question?
Though, yes.
You said they are letting them in. Are they coming in through the government or they're coming in, you know, on
they're,
their own?
They're coming in, the immigrants are coming into this country. They're letting those immigrants in. And
but
some
don't
of them have
think
COVID-19.
They would give them the COVID-19 screening before they allow them to infiltrate America?
They said they're just letting them come in. They're just letting them come in because they want that Democratic vote. They're letting them into the country.
That doesn't even make sense. You got to get COVID-19 to get on an airplane. You got to get the test to get on a plane. You're telling me that they're letting them come in the country?
That's for us who are citizens here. We're citizens.
Excuse me?
But the people that are not citizens, they're letting them in with COVID-19.
That doesn't even make sense.
Well, I'm
that doesn't
you.
Make any kind of sense. We're fighting a disease and they're letting people in, you say. And they
it may not
have
make sense, but there is some truth in that.
Sense.
They are letting other people
they
from other countries come
in.
It may
I
not always
say
make
not.
Sense to us, but
it
doesn't
make
they're not telling you on the
news. But I'm not to
screen
they're
them. Not telling you on the news, but they're letting them in with COVID-19, with no mask.
It doesn't make sense. That's a losing battle, then.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Some of the things
that
the government do may never make sense to us, but they still do
it. Yeah, we know that. We know that. And they don't tell us everything they're
doing. And so, yes, they haven't put up anything saying, okay, you can't come in from another country unless you've been vaccinated, and then you got to have a mask on. No. The airlines is open. Folks is coming in. Some are jumping the border. They coming in.
They ain't jumping the border. They have the doors are wide open for them to come in. They're not jumping no border. They're just coming in. Drove
well,
and guess what?
They're
coming not
just wide
coming
in.
From,
they ain't even got to jump.
They're not coming from just Guatemala.
We have to have
they're
one at a time speak because y'all talking over one another. It's hard to hear you.
Then, okay, I just want to say one more thing. They're not coming from just Guatemala and like that. They're coming from all over the world now. Africa. All over, Britain, Spain, China, they're coming from all over the world to our country, millions, I guess, of people. They're coming in here. They're just walking in.
But, they Mother, at one point, they wouldn't even let them in the country on a plane unless they had been diagnosed for COVID-19.
But they're not coming in by plane. They're walking in. I don't know. They're just walking in. I'm sorry?
Not from China and France and all of that. They're not walking in.
They said the people are coming in from all over the world now. They're just not coming from Guatemala.
Right, so they
got
to fly in. They can't. They're not walking in. Anyway,
not,
I have
they're
to
walking
research
in.
That.
I
they're
walking
that,
in.
That's twisted. I don't believe that.
They're walking
it.
In through that opening.
Yeah, from Mexico.
And
I understand. I understand.
They're walking in.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Mother. There are lots of people that are walking in, and then there's some that got to fly in, and they are flying in, and they're flying in without restriction because they have been in. For the past few months, people just been flying. Ain't no, you got your vaccination and all. No, they just been letting them fly in. And some of them have walked in, whether it's Guatemala or whatever. They just coming in. So I understand what you're saying, Mother. I want to say this. I know a lot of times some of the conversations get heated and we want to, and when I say heated, it gets good. And you want to get your point across. You want to say what you got to say. And even though sometimes you want to respond right away, and I know I do it, and we want to respond and go, well, no, this is da-da-da-da-da. And so you'll cross over the person that's talking. And yes, it will be hard to hear because everybody probably talking at the same time. But guess what? There's still a way to say that, okay? There's still a way to say, excuse me, everybody, you guys are all talking at the same time. It's hard to hear. We got to do it one at a time. You know, when we say it to one another and we say it in a rude fashion, now it becomes, you know, an attack, and then we got it going a whole nother way. So there is still a way to say we got to not talk, everybody yelling out there what their opinion is, what they feel. Let's take it one at a time. There's still a way to say that. And a lot of times I'm listening to everybody and, well, you got to talk one at a time. You can't do that. That comes across a little harsh. So I'm asking all of us not to do that. And I know there's times when Mother could be talking, Evangelist Hilda Barbara, and I'm thinking, oh, I got a good thought and I want to just say it. And I'll say it, and I'm crossing over the person that's talking. But even though you're saying, well, everybody can't talk at one time, still, let's be conscious of how we speak to one another, okay? Because our tone sometimes can make that conversation go a whole nother route when it was never intended to go that route. Right now, we're just trying to make sure we're up on what's happening in the world so we can protect ourselves, whether we're at home, whether we go to the grocery stores. We need to know what to do to protect ourselves. We start off with the mask. We also start off with how much food do we need in the house, because it may get back to the point where, okay, people are scared again and the foods are being taken off the shelves. So we're trying to educate. We are not trying to confront one another and you know, confrontational. No, we're just trying to have a decent conversation where we all can get educated as to what's going on and how to protect ourselves and tell our loved ones how to get protected from this. Amen?
Amen.
Apostle Mother Wiggins, my last question to you was, and I have to go back to it because I need clarity. I want to know what everybody's thinking. Do you believe, because of all this and people dying around us, that God did it to hurt us? Or God allowed it so it could hurt? I don't believe that's God's way. Because he said he doesn't do anything to hurt us. And I believe every word coming out. And even though some are dying, correction doesn't always feel good. But it doesn't mean he doesn't love us or he intended to hurt us. It means I got to stop some of you because the rest of you are heading in the same direction. Apostle Mother Wiggins, what's your thought there?
Well, when we think of God, you know what I mean? We think a lot of bad things are happening, but we have to also remember that the devil is working also. You know what I mean? God allows the devil to work. But the thing is that maybe we're living in the last days, and there's some things that have to happen. You know what I'm saying? And so the devil is working just because a lot of different things happen. People are dying and everything. It doesn't have to be God all the time that's doing it. You know what I mean? God will allow it. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. But I'm saying that I believe that we're living in the last days, and that's why a lot of things are happening. That's why a lot of things are happening. So it's something that's going to come to pass. That's going to come to pass. I have heard that they're trying to depopulate the land. People that are in high offices. You don't know how people do when they get together and they decide that they want to do what God, they want to go ahead of God and do what God does. It's just like the devil when he was in heaven, how he wanted to be ahead of God. There's people down here that's doing the same thing. They want to be ahead of God, but they don't tell you. They're not going to tell you that they're trying to depopulate this place here. And when I say this place, I mean the world. I don't mean just this country.
Amen.
They're trying to kill
Amen.
Off some people because people are on things like welfare and stuff like that. They won't have to be bothered with all of that, welfare and all of that. So they want to decide how much people they want to have in this world, and they want people that's not sick. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Like Germany. Germany wanted people that wasn't sick. People that were sick, they tried to kill those people.
Did you hear what you just said, Mother? You said they're trying to depopulate the world because you got people on welfare and things like that. It's so many reasons. that the government do, but it doesn't make sense to us. But, you know, they do what they want to do.
It doesn't make sense.
But here's my thing. Talking about the fact that that doesn't make sense, what you're saying, Mother, that doesn't make sense. But here it is. The government's trying to depopulate. If that's so, I don't know what they're doing. I can't say because the government does so many things. I have no idea. Depopulate because of people on welfare and da-da-da. Now, here's the thing. You want to depopulate or whatever if this is the case because people on welfare and da-da-da. Well, why are you sending out all these stimulus checks if you saying, I think some of these people are wherever, whatever, giving away money we don't have then? That doesn't make sense. But it doesn't mean they're not doing it.
Could I say something else? Those stimulus checks, they said in the long run, we're going to pay for all of that.
Just
the regular people. We're going to pay for all of that because that's money. That's like made up money that they're doing. We're going to pay for all of that. They said we don't
pay
what the next generation is going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be paying for that.
I'm looking at all this stimulus money they're giving out, all these people with kids getting all this credit. And I'm going, where all this money coming from? Because we were in a deficit at one time. So where the money coming from? Y'all just create money?
Yeah, they making
money. So what's going to happen is we're getting ourselves in even more trouble. Everybody's all happy. Oh, I got my stimulus. And, you know, well, we're going to pay. And we're going to pay hard because the government doesn't have that money to give away, right? They're giving it away all. Ooh, we got our stimulus, And me, I'm sitting there talking about, I need some kids so I could get some.
Are you crazy?
Hey, if I got to pay it back, at least let me enjoy a little bit of it myself. But but do you see what I'm saying? So we want people, we want to get away from all of this, but you're still giving them stimulus money. Why are you doing that? It's the same thing as giving them public assistance. It's the same thing. You're giving away money that is scarce right now. You know what I'm saying? They used to be at one point, they had, was promoting what it was pushing it hard at one point, but they stopped. Even if you were on public assistance, they were saying, if your kids were over five, they're making it mandatory for you to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to work. They ain't going to be giving all this free money, and you sitting at home watching the stories or Wheel of Fortune or whatever. No, if your kids are over five, it was mandatory for you to go to work. Now they have relaxed that again, and they're starting to give out the public assistance the way they were. And I'm telling you, public assistance stems from giving you money and giving you food stamps. And now it's not food stamps, it's an EBT card. And I'm telling you, every place you look is accepting that EBT card.
Yes.
Your liquor store, you can go to grocery store, liquor store, you can go get some hair with your EBT. I said, I'm in the beauty supply store going, does that say they accept EBT?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does hair and beauty supplies got to do with you feeding your children?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. I guess they said, what's the sense in telling them, no, you can't go in there when they're going to sell the EBT money to someone to get the money to go in there anyway? So, you know, we don't understand. We have no idea why things are going the way they're going. But the thing about it is, this is what's happening. And while it's happening, we've got to do what we've got to do to protect ourselves, starting with the mask, starting with where we go, you know, who we gather around. Well, let me do this. I haven't heard from Evangelist Hilda this morning. Let's hear what some of your thoughts may be on all of this that we're discussing. Do you have anything you want to share with us, Evangelist Hilda?
Well, I agree with everything basically that was said this morning on this subject, because I look at when I read the Old Testament and then I compare it to what is going on today. And there are, you know, a lot of similarities, like the
phantom.
And the shortage of, you know, food and the shortage of this and that. And, you know, it's like it's telling us that we are going to go through the same things, but just in a different way. I mean, we're having a lot of killings here. We're having a lot of, since they opened back the city to where people can go back out and do what they were doing, some people, you know, changed and some people didn't. And the thing is that the ones that did not change, they're like going into all these parties and they're drinking and shooting and killing innocent little children. I mean, like, it was better when the city was closed down, because at least that way, you know, people was confined to their homes and whatnot, and food was being given to them, so they didn't have to worry about all of those things. But now we got everybody's crowding at the beaches, people traveling, and the disease is coming from one country to another, one state to another, and everything is just starting all over again. Yeah, granted, so many people died during the first pandemic of COVID. Now we got the second strain, and there's still another strain to come, because people are still not doing what they were supposed to be doing, wearing their masks, washing their hands and everything. Every time I leave my house, I spray my whole entire body of clothes that I have on, I spray them. Even under the bottom of my shoes, I spray. Sometimes I would, and also now I start to take a can of spray with me. So if I have to get on a bus or a cab or whatever, I spray. Because I don't know who was sitting in that cab before I got in. So I'm protecting me. People don't want to protect themselves, but they don't realize that they are infecting people who, even though you had the shot, it doesn't mean that you will not get the virus again. It just means that you won't end up in the hospital on a ventilator. Yes. That is the purpose of it. Because now, I mean, my thing is it, if you can trust to take the flu shot, you can trust to take the medications that the doctors give you, you don't know what's in them. But you're afraid to take the vaccine? I don't see the logic in that.
Well,
may
I tell you
something?
Okay.
Sure.
Go on, Mother.
They've looked at these vaccines and stuff, and they said there's stuff in them that changes your cells in your body. The vaccine is something in the vaccines. I better not say anymore. Go ahead, Bob.
you giving us science.
Good for you, Mother. Good for you.
What? Because I don't want to
go
down.
You.
I don't want this program shut down.
Okay. I just want to say that a lot of people are reluctant to get the vaccination, and I'm one of them, okay? At one point, they were saying if you have certain allergies, don't get it. And Dr. Fauci, you know, that renowned scientist, researcher in charge of whatever he's in charge of, He recommended that if you have certain allergies, don't get it. I'm still thinking about it. I haven't made that step yet. But they are still discovering a lot of side effects from these vaccinations. So they don't know everything about it yet, all right? They do not know, and they will admit to you that we're still learning about the vaccination. So those who were bold enough or smart enough to go in and get it, hey, good for you. But I'm not one of them, you know, and I call myself educated and smart too. But I'm not ready to get it yet.
Mm-hmm. And you want to know something? More people died from these vaccines than they're saying. They're not telling you how much people have died from taking the vaccine. I heard a lot, a whole lot of that. They're not mentioned on the news because they want everybody to take it.
Of course. And I have to add that they had this one guy, I forgot what state he was in, but he refused to get the vaccination. He was in his home. His mother got it. His mother tried to, you know, encourage him to get it. He stayed in his house. He didn't go out. Nobody came in, I guess, except to deliver food or what have you. He contracted it and died. Mm-hmm. Amen? So he wasn't out and about and, you know, breathing somebody else's air. He was home, and he got it. People on different islands that are far, far away, you got to take a boat to get to the island. They get it. Mm-hmm. Amen. So it's pandemic. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. But I still say the scientists are still researching it. They do not have enough information to my satisfaction for me to go and say, okay, here's my arm. Let me get it. I'm not ready yet. Mm-hmm. And it's my choice. But I know, too, I just want to add quickly, we have a lot of people that swear they don't want to get it because it's their right. It's their liberty. They have a right not to get that. I think is like a different thing. But, you know, if you're going to be among the public, if you own restaurants and such, maybe you need to get it. You need to get it.
But I heard that they said a lot of people is taking the vaccine secretly. Like they don't want nobody to know that they took it.
Yeah, secretly. Some of the Republicans are doing that, they say.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling the constituents not to take it.
Mm-hmm. You want to hear what I heard?
What?
There's people that act like they took it, but they didn't take it. They took some kind of saline, a solution or
that's
something.
That's what they're afraid of.
And they act like they took it.
Mm-hmm. People are going to say they took it and it's a lie. And they want to mix and mingle.
And they're not poor people either.
Yeah. and another thing, I just want to say I'm sorry to be so talkative this morning, but the COVID is not only hitting people on welfare. It does not discriminate. It gets the rich and the poor, the young, the old, the black, the white, the pretty, the ugly. It gets anybody and everybody. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it's a punishment, but like if you're dead, I think, you know, something was up amiss with that. And if somebody's not happy, the family that's left is not happy. The deceased one may be with God, may not be with God. But they're not happy not to be among the living. So it's a punishment, and not because they were bad. Some good people, some church people, some pastors have died because of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So it does not discriminate.
No, it doesn't.
Anybody can get it. Babies get it.
Amen.
Okay. We have said a lot this morning, a lot. My thing is, I got to go because I'm a supporter of my Lord and Savior. And I don't want thinking that God is trying to hurt us because he really is not. In my heart, I don't believe, and I won't ever believe God wants to hurt us. And even though people are dying, I don't believe that. Because if that was the case, he could be looking at us and going, excuse you, my son died as well, okay? I didn't do that to hurt him. I did that protect this world.
Pastor Kathy, if a person is dead, you don't think that's her?
No, if you listen to what Paul and the rest of them are saying, if they're saying to themselves to be absent from these bodies, to be present with the Lord, I've had people dying, and I'm going to come out of the biblical. I'm going to come out of the Bible. I've had people dying that said, let me go, I'm ready to go, because they knew where they were headed, and they were okay with my time is up. And those people that die, when God brings correction, it's not going to feel good to everybody, okay? Not everybody's going to say, well, that was some of it is going to hurt. Some of it is going to hurt, but it's not God's purpose to hurt us. Even though love hurts.
Yes, it does.
And that is not
the purpose. So what is the purpose then? What is the purpose of people dying, Pastor Kathy?
No, she's saying during a pandemic, why are people dying?
What is the
you
purpose of people dying from this COVID-19?
Okay, this COVID-19 does not change anything in regards to sin is here in the world. You're going to have bad things happening. It does not mean it was God's intention for that to hurt somebody. It means we allow sin to come into this world, we being mankind. So sin is here. And pandemic, COVID-19, is still part of sin. It's still man's doing, manipulating things. And because of all this manipulation going on in the world and they're doing this and they're doing that, yeah, now there's going to be some casualties. But it does not mean God is doing anything or letting anything because he wants to hurt us. No, love does hurt, right? Love does hurt sometimes. But it doesn't purpose is to hurt us. He is trying to educate us. He is trying to alert us. And I'm telling you, he's sitting there going, do they honestly think that my purpose is to hurt them? I sent my son down there to die on the cross because I want to hurt them. If that's the case, I didn't need to offer salvation to them.
Pastor Kathy, I understand what you're saying, and I disagree. Okay, I think that part of the reason for the pandemic to come was to draw us closer to God. That's my belief. And in this drawing closer to him, he took some people out. And that hurts. That hurts the survivors. That hurts people that knew them. That hurts. Okay? It hurts the one that's gone. Because they're gone. They're dead. Now, if that doesn't hurt, I don't quite understand what hurt means.
And I'm saying that I understand because of the situation, yes, it did bring about hurt to some people. I understand
yeah,
that. I also said that you and I are saying the same thing. I'm standing by God, and so are you.
What's that?
You say I'm not standing by God?
I said, what did you say? I didn't say I'm not standing by him.
I'm saying you and I are saying, even though we're saying differently, we're saying the same thing.
You can't speak for me.
I'm not trying to speak for you. I'm trying to speak for me.
Okay, you speak for you and then I'll
speak
for me.
Speak for me. And because you came back at me and said, well, I'm believing that God did this because he's trying to draw us near to him and da da da. That's
right.
The same thing I said. I said it differently. If I say God is bringing forth correction, what does correction do? Get our attention and get us to stop what we're doing so we can draw nigh to him.
But some
and
people get
back
hurt
in right
the
standing with him. We said it two different ways, but we're saying the same thing.
But some people get hurt in the process.
And I said love does hurt. Correction does hurt,
right,
but doesn't mean his intentions are to hurt us. Bringing correction is going to hurt. Listen, you know how many times your parents, well, my parents beat and they said, well, you know I love you, and this is going to hurt, but I still love you. Don't think I don't love you. And that's what I'm saying, right?
But
if he never corrects us, we'll never stop doing what we're doing.
And he knows everything, so he knows that hurts. And he knows that it would hurt.
Yes, it does hurt.
Right. That's all I'm saying. You know that it's going to hurt.
And I agreed with you early on. I said love does hurt and correction does hurt. How many times did I get a beating? Did it hurt? Yes. Did I think that my father didn't love me because he beat me so much? No. I kept going back. Okay, I'm going to need some Jordache jeans. I'm going to need this. It didn't matter because I knew I had done wrong, and that correction was to stop me from keep doing wrong. And that's what God is doing. He's only trying to stop us from doing those things that are not pleasing in his sight. Doesn't mean he doesn't love us. Doesn't mean he's trying to hurt us, but it does mean he's trying to stop us. Even though while he's stopping us, it does hurt. Did I lose the call?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, you didn't lose us. We're still here.
It was a lot to take in, and I'm going to close it out now. It was a lot to take in. Thank all of you guys for giving your input, for allowing us to hear your thoughts on it. And I applaud you because I love the fact that you understand the airway that we are on. And sometimes you have to back down from
Amen.
What you want to say to keep them
Amen.
From destroying our program.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that, being that sensitive to hold back some of that stuff that's in some serious trouble on the air. So thank you for that. You know, that's where your years come in with wisdom and gives us wisdom. You can't say everything you want to say. I don't care how many times they tell you got freedom of speech. Freedom of speech could cost you some stuff. Look at those folks on TV. Oh, no, I'm standing for what I'm standing for. You see, they ain't on TV no more, right? They ain't got no more shows. They can't even get back in Hollywood.
Mm.
Yeah, you spoke freely, but you suffered the consequences. So thank you for your wisdom and saying, no, let me pull back. I can't say everything on the air. You know what I mean? So thank you for that. I appreciate it. And
can I ask something?
Yes.
Never mind. It seems to be hard to answer. Forget it. Thank you.
I back down because I'm saying, I just had the conversation. Can we say excuse me like we tell kids? Say excuse me when you want to interrupt, right? Teachers know that. You say excuse me when you want to interrupt. So you go, can I say something? So I just said, yeah. That's all. Because when we trying to interrupt each other, we just say excuse me. That's all. But anyway, thank you guys for joining in this conversation. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate your wisdom and your heart. Evangelist Hilda, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, sometimes it's not always to give your opinion, your thoughts. Sister Barbara, thank you for your opinions, your thoughts. It's not always easy because there are times when people don't agree with you, and it's okay. We're not always going to agree with one another, right? We're only sharing our opinions. It may be fact, it may not be fact. But the truth of the matter is, God is not doing anything to hurt us, to me. He loves us, but he's going to correct us. And he's correcting us right now. Why? Because we didn't stop doing what we had promised him we would. And I'm saying, there's still some things that he's not pleased with. So he's allowing this to come back forward. He said, oh, I'm going to lift the pandemic. He dropped it back down. Why? Because I got to get their attention. This is real. This is what could happen, you know? Oh, we thank God that he allows us to have these discussions. So hopefully when we get off the line, we'll continue to pray for the nation, the country, you know, for the hand of God, for the people to be alert, you know what I mean? To take safety measures, not just for themselves, but for others around them. You know, so we thank God for all of that. Thank you for participating. We got to close out now. Anybody out there that has not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, I'm telling you, it is no than to give your life to Christ. Why? You want to make sure you're in that boat that Noah was building. When God allows all this stuff to happen, you want to be in safety quarters. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, give your life to Christ. You want to make sure that you can hear from God to know how to protect yourself, when to duck, when to run, when to stand still. You want to be able to hear from God like the rest of us. You want to be able to know that you got safety. You have a refuge that you can run to. And Christ is our Savior. Trust me. He wants to protect us. He wants to love us. Father God, all you have to do, Father God, I'm a sinner. I want to repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross because of my sins. Come into my life. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. And then pray and ask God to lead you to a good household of faith, that you can grow all the more into the knowledge of who he is, what he does, what he likes, what he's expecting of us. All of these things will be made available to you. It will no longer be a mystery because you'll be one of his, and he'll give you insight, and he'll educate you on a daily basis. Change, while it is a dramatic change, and it doesn't all happen overnight, you know, we're constantly changing, constantly growing, maturing in him. And so don't beat yourself up if you still look the same, still acting the same. But you ought to feel a change coming over you daily to stop doing those things, because you asked God to forgive you. You said, I repent. You said you wanted to turn away from those things. So let him help you, and he will. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, I thank all of you for joining in on this conversation. I hope and pray that it's been a beautiful, beautiful help to everybody. Get your mask back out. We got to start putting them back on. One last thing. I think that whether or not a person gets vaccinated, that's just between them and God. I don't know. But I feel like this. You don't even owe me no explanation why you don't want to do it, or when you want to do it, or what. Because there's a lot of people out there saying, well, let me tell you why. You don't owe me no explanation. If you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. All I know is, make sure you're educated enough to know why you want to do it or why you don't, because there's pros and cons both ways. Amen.
Amen.
Because I tell you, there's some things in that vaccination that we wouldn't even believe, but we don't know about. And then there's reasons why we shouldn't walk around without it. But there's also reasons why, you know what, it's opening up your immune system to a whole bunch of stuff. So let's just educate ourselves so we can protect ourselves. Amen, and continue
Amen.
To cover one another and our household, our nation, the government. Cover in prayer. Continue
Yes.
to pray for the hand that's operating over us, the hands
Amen.
That are operating over us. Precious Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you.
Thank
you
God.
Because you allowed us the time to come together and
Yes.
educate ourselves with what's going on here in the world, to know how we can take safety measures to prevent early death, to prevent all these aches and pains in our body. What we need to do, I know the number one thing is, don't ever stop praying. Don't ever stop seeking your faith, your guidance for all that's going on here in this world. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Pray that everyone will continue to let someone know the safety measures and the fact that there is a God. He's still in control. And he wants to protect, and he does love us. And we ask that you continue to let these words penetrate and meditate on them, penetrate through our hearts, that we ourselves may be saved. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda. God bless you guys.
Amen. God bless you. Sister Barbara, can you send me the second part of the text?
I tried. It doesn't come through for some reason. That's why I had to read it to you.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Maybe, do you know how to Gmail?
Nope.
Do you have an email account at all?
Yeah, I have an email.
But you can send it through any email.
Excuse me, that's what I was saying. If you have a Gmail account, you give me the address. Yes. And I don't know if it'll come through, but I can try to do it. You want to give me the account?
Excuse me. She says she doesn't have Gmail, but she does have email. And that's all I was saying.
Okay. It's, Hilton, you ready?
Yes, ma'am. Wait.
Okay.
Let me put it on something that... Okay.
It's Hilda Star 07.
Is that capital H?
No.
Oh, lowercase H?
Uh-huh.
Hilda Star?
Yes. 07.
The word or the symbol?
No, the S-T-A-R.
Okay.
07.
Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com, like I was saying. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'll send it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Evangelist Hilda?
Yes?
I've tried.
Let me help you, sweetheart. She said, do you have Gmail? You said, no, I don't. And I said, you have email? You said, yes. You came out with your Gmail account, so... You really do have Gmail, sweetheart.
Well, and I mean, isn't the email is the same thing?
Yeah, but it's Gmail. She's saying, do you have Gmail? Because some people have email through Yahoo. So yours is Gmail. So you do have Gmail, dear.
All right. I don't know the difference, but whatever. Thank you so much for explaining that. That's why I see
you have email, but you have a Gmail account.
Oh, okay.
I'll try to send it to you, but what I need you to do is let me know that you got the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you like 2 minutes after we get off the air.
All right. But I would text you back to let you know I got it, okay?
Whatever way you want to do it.
All right.
You
want
to call? Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Apostle Mother Wiggins?
Yes.
Oh, I just want to make sure you still with us. Okay, God bless all of you. You guys have a wonderful day. It's back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Thank you. God bless you, ladies, for showing up in the spirit. And enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the rest of your weekend. It's a beautiful day outside. I'm going to stick my head out the window.
This is the last day of July, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
last
it
day
is.
Of July.
Tomorrow.
Well,
is...
time is going, boy.
August
yes,
the 1st.
Yes,
tomorrow.
Love communion.
Love you all.
What?
God bless you. Love you guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, tomorrow is communion on service.
Okay.
Because it's the first Sunday, yes. Yeah, first Sunday.
Okay.
Love you guys. Love you,
okay,
mother.
Love you.
Love you, Sister Barbara. Thank you.
Love you, too.
I'm not playing no music. I'm just going to close us out.
Okay.
Okay, mother. Love you.
Okay, love you, too.